Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub. That's an app for the latest podcasts, the latest sports news, and for Toucher and Rich. Toucher and Rich. Download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
Johnny and Five, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich, and, you know, it was a Game 7 loss that probably shouldn't have been, but nonetheless, it happened, and the St. Louis Blues had their big celebration, their big parade. I guess the Raptors parade is today, is what they're saying, and there's already a huge crowd out there.
It's going to be massive. I mean, it's going to be absolutely... you heard that statistic that apparently 50% of the country... Canada watched at some point part of that series. 50% of everyone in Canada kept an eye on that.
The fact that the Raptors won a title before the Maple Leafs is fantastic. Yeah. in that country, and especially in that city, that's great.
All right, so it's very exciting, and the Blues had their parade, and the man by name of Brett Hull, who is still with the organization, who played there for... I believe 10 years or so, he was up, and he got involved in the party. Not quite Johnny Gomes, but he's up there, and he's got a beer in his hand. And here's what occurred.
The Golden Brett Hull.
Could have imagined how this day would ever end.
Right, oh my God, he's Chris Farley.
Yeah, and he has a Ric Flair shirt on.
Oh yeah, and what does it say? It's a great Ric Flair shirt.
So he's got
too.
A Ric Flair shirt on, so he's kind of adopted the personality of Ric Flair. This is, I believe, what's happening.
Could have imagined how this day would ever end. And guess what? It's not gonna end.
527 goals in a Blues uniform. Maybe the most gifted natural goal scorer in history. Here, he's got more.
Let's go Blues all you want, but you know what? We went. We went Blues. We don't have to go anymore because we already did it.
All right, so he says, you don't go Blues.
You went Blues.
We already went Blues.
All right.
And so not making a lot of sense, but much like the brass for the Red Sox, why not try to start a chant?
Mm-hmm.
These guys won the Stanley Cup for this city. There is nothing more they have to do. So instead of saying, let's go Blues, we're going to say, we went Blues. We went Blues. We went Blues. I am looking out at all the blue and gold, and I love you so much.
And I'm being told this is at 11 in the morning.
This is no days off again.
Oh, yeah.
Go Red Sox.
I mean, he is just annihilated.
I don't think I've seen him on TV in the last 2 weeks where he wasn't loaded.
I mean, this is one of the greatest goal scorers in the history of the sport.
No, he's having the time
of his
life.
He's a Hall of Famer. This guy, I think. They're like, he's fourth on the all-time. I mean, this is a legend.
Well,
this is a hockey legend.
He's won championships with the Red Wings. So
of course, though. I mean, he's won multiple Stanley Cups. He's scored like over 750 goals or something like that. He's a hockey royalty. Annihilated.
It does, and it's funny because he's like got a beer in front of him, and I'm like, this guy's 55 years old. I think it's going to take a little bit more than beer to get him like this. But here we go.
And I love you so much.
I mean,
this is only going to be one of many Stanley Cups that we win here.
This is the scene from what was the movie where David Spade was running for office? No, it was Chris Farley's like brother was running for office.
Yes, Black Sheep.
Black Sheep, and he goes up on stage and he just gets drunk and starts yelling, and then at one point he just goes, "Kill Whitey!" Like, this is Brett Hull just like going nuts.
You're not a, you don't go blues. We went blues. It makes perfect sense.
He just smashes through a table.
Oh yeah, he's having trouble standing. There's no question about it. This is a 2 day drunk. Like, he didn't sleep the night before.
Oh,
He's been up by whatever means necessary.
Because we bleed blue.
And then he cuts his arm and he's like, it's not true. The blood is very red and coming out surprisingly fast. I cut an artery.
I'm only seeing white right now, about to fall down.
The alcohol and blood, not a good combination.
I love you. I love you so much. I've seen you at so many places.
I've been in the bushes. I know that you go to spinning class Wednesdays at 11.
Honestly, who?
I take your towel and smell it.
Who in the Red Sox, or the Red Sox, the Bruins side would have been like the Brett Hull? Who would have been the guy that would have been?
Oh,
this?
Back in the '70s, that was Espo.
No, I'm talking about
no,
the
now.
This time.
I don't know.
No one in the front office that could have that would have been like this at all.
No, I mean Pasternak would have been the best. You'd have been great.
Yeah, but that's like a player.
But like a dude like this.
Yeah, this is Hull, who's in his mid-50s, just having the. He's not doing anything wrong.
No,
he's just having the time of his life. and I think that Hull kind of, it seems like, overestimated his popularity a little bit because
the crowd, he loses the crowd.
Because he's lost the crowd completely.
Yeah,
there's a generation of Blues fans that have no clue who this guy is.
Sure, and he never won anything there. So,
yes, exactly.
Oh, we've had a good time. But these guys, they spent 2 months and they won it for us. And they are the champions.
Just all obvious statements.
I know, but now it's turning the other way. You sense the fatigue beginning to set in here. I mean, there's just a...
He doesn't want to leave. Well, he definitely doesn't want to leave the mic.
Right.
At least he deserves to be up there. I'm like,
Alex Gordon.
No one's comparing
Alex
this.
Gordon.
No,
Alex Gordon.
That was a sun-touching
Alex
event.
Alex Gordon.
No, when I was listening to Kansas City radio on the way home, and they couldn't figure out who was up there.
Who Johnny Gomes is.
They didn't even know. They had
it's
no
unbelievable
idea.
Unbelievable what they did.
Yeah, what they did.
Yeah.
Not you.
It's unbelievable.
No, Johnny Gomes was just the greatest. No one's made an ass of himself more than that. Because you could pretty much say anything at these things. You can swear.
Oh, yeah.
You can get hammered. Johnny Gomes found a way to embarrass himself.
So he's the annoying drunk at the bar you want to avoid contact with. Yeah, he's a guy who can turn quickly. Like, you can hear as he's, like, kind of coming down. You can almost hear, yeah, I'm going to kill you.
Glory, Gloria. 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 I think I got your number. Gloria! You make sure you tell all these guys that deserve this. They are the champions. They are from Petro to Tarasenko to O'Reilly to Bartuzzo to every single guy. They are the champions.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Golden Brett.
Who's that guy ruining the fun? Let him stay up there until he passes out.
No, that was a directive. That was a directive from the Blues. Like, get him out. Get him off the stage.
Right, that was the Bob Sosie of the group.
You think that guy just would have stepped in alone? No. Some guy set him up there.
Yeah. You make sure you tell all these guys. Glory, Gloria. I think I got your number, Gloria.
Somebody sent me a video of him, and somebody took the cell phone just walking by himself at 3 a.m. before the parade.
Oh, yeah. This is a bender. This is a good old-fashioned bender.
3 a.m. before the parade.
Yeah,
he's walking alone in the streets. Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, no, Dan's telling me apparently he went missing after Game 7. They couldn't find
him. Oh, that's great. That is fantastic.
Yeah, so Hull having a great time. Do you got the Nance stuff there, Mike? Okay. You missed this. Jim Nance is just the worst.
Okay.
Just the worst. And he was on the Fox broadcast because, of course, he is. Because apparently he lives off of, like, Hole 7 on Pebble Beach.
Why would they? See, I don't understand. Fox has their own golden boy. He's the guy sitting in the big chair. There's no reason to have Nance there.
I can tell you that it didn't look like Buck was overly thrilled with what was
going on. I wouldn't either. Fox is my network. Stay on CBS, ass. That's your deal.
All right, so we will have that for you in just a moment.
Glory, Gloria.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help Line MA.org.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Sports. Do you like to watch?
The answer is simple.
Follow the Sports Hub on the Twitch app.
They are spectacular.
Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
.985 the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and Rich, the Bruins all left. They cleaned out their lockers at Warrior Arena, and we found out exactly what was wrong with the guys, even though I'm sure if you went through the Blues roster, you would hear a lot of similar stuff.
Right, but it's always interesting to find out what indeed was going down. You know, first person that the media wanted to talk to is Zdeno Chara, and he had this to say about what was actually going on with his jaw.
Yeah, I got multiple fractures and reinforced with two plates
some wires and screws. So it was just amazing job. Like I said, they were able to put together in a quick turnaround of 36 hours from the end of the game four and beginning of the game five.
And as we speculated, he was in an all liquid diet during that time. And
Jesus.
I mean, hearing him
surgery to have plates inserted in his face and went out and played the next night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah, they're saying, I mean, it should have been in a normal situation, it would be 4 to 6 weeks before you're supposed to take the ice again with something like that.
Metal plates, some screws.
Yep.
I was out there the next night.
And then there was a lot of questions about Brad Marchand and whether or not during that scrimmage that they had during that huge layoff before the Stanley Cup final, whether he truly injured his hand. Now, remember, he went off the ice at one point, according to reports, because they didn't televise it. And they said he was holding his hand, but then he afterwards said that he was just playing that up and, you know, kind of making a joke out of it for the crowd. And then he said this.
Like everyone else is being asked, were you battling any injuries or anything?
Yeah, like through the playoffs, dealing with some groin issues and an abdomen issue, but nothing that was too bad. Yeah, I just sprained it. I sprained it early on, and then I did it again in that exhibition, the game there, inter-squad game. But it wasn't bad or anything like that, so it was all right.
And by the way, most of the players said, we don't want to use this as an excuse. You know,
right.
They're being asked about it, so they're offering it up. And Brad Marchand, so if you look at kind of the laundry list, you got Brad Marchand saying you got the groin oblique issues, the sprained hand, Zdeno Chara, the multiple fractures in his jaw that, of course, required several plates and wiring in his mouth. He's also going to have an MRI for a lower body injury that sidelined him for Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals versus Carolina. Bergeron was dealing with that torn groin throughout the playoffs, but it's not going to need surgery. Pasternak re-aggravated his thumb injury in the second round versus Columbus.
Well, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, a sprained hand and an injured thumb. You got to play.
But that's the same injury. Well, he did play. But that's the same injured thumb that he...
You have to play play well.
Well, I mean, remember, that kept him out for how many weeks when he screwed up his thumb the first time?
Yeah, he was out a while.
So he was out for like six weeks?
Falling after a team event.
It was a team
event. He was out for a while.
Yeah, and that's fine. But in the playoffs, in the finals, and throughout the playoffs, that's not an excuse.
No, you remember when he was really struggling against Toronto, couldn't keep the puck on his stick, and we were wondering if it was a thumb injury? As it turns out, it was just the yips.
And by the way, Pasternak even said that. Like, in his exit interview, he said, none of these things are anything that caused my poor play. It was all mental. Like, he admitted that.
Yeah, that's the thing. So,
these are not excuses. This is just what's been going on with them.
Well, there are certain things that you can go, wow, that's crazy, like Chara. And then there's certain things that you go, okay.
Well, how about Nola Chara, who played with a broken sternum?
Yeah, you crack your sternum and you still go back out there the next night.
And that's legitimate.
Dude, and that was versus Columbus.
Yeah, I know.
So he'd been playing with that for a while.
He's a hockey player.
And then there was, the injury to his foot. Now, that was Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final, but he hit it pretty bad there. John Moore said he's due for shoulder surgery. And that was something he got during the regular season. But then you're starting to find out all the stuff that happened with Kevin Miller. And Kevin Miller, I mean, like, he, I think, shattered his knee in two different places.
Yeah, they were reporting, like, behind the scenes that Miller was wearing two full-on, full-leg like whatever the cast is when it's like it's not like a cast with the plaster in it, but he was wearing things from his ankles up to his abdomen. He had these things on. So the people that were around were like, he ain't playing anytime soon. And now you know why.
And then there was Jake DeBrusk.
Well, because the best is Kevin Miller.
Let me get the list because there's a full list.
He had
a
larynx. He had two fractured kneecaps.
That was this year, yeah.
Larynx, two fractured kneecaps, which is why he was there.
It is. Broken hand in October, fractured larynx in November, torn oblique in February, broken kneecap vertically in April, and then he broke the same kneecap horizontally as he was about to come back in May. And he says he'll be back. I mean, what a year.
Yeah.
The larynx is just bad luck. That's just bad luck.
We still remember that. And Jake DeBrusk, said that he was battling through his concussion since, of course, he got hit by Nazem Kadri. And, he felt that he had not been the same since then. But
even though he was cleared.
Even though he was cleared.
Interesting.
So, Either way, he played through that. But there was also they talked to Backus, and Backus understands what his situation is, and that is about whether or not he's got a future right here on the Bruins and whether he's going to be traded. He was asked about that.
Have you gotten a chance to talk to the powers that be about what your future is here?
I have not gotten that far. I had my exit meeting. They're smart guys. They know everything's still pretty raw. 48 hours, 36 hours after the end result, and to dive too deep into next steps, I think we didn't get there, at least in our meetings. I don't know what that looks like. I probably had a better option or answer for you when I had more control of my future, but I'm in flux at the moment, and I guess got to trust in a bigger plan, and that's kind of where I'm at.
Okay,
so he's in flux?
Well, I mean, he's in flux because no one's committing anything to
him. No, what I'm saying is there are $6 million guaranteed he's owed over the next 2 years.
Yeah, but he knows the team doesn't want him. So
no, I know that, but I mean, he can sit and do nothing and say get paid. I mean,
if they trade him, he's in flux. I mean, that's not a misstatement. I mean, he doesn't know where he's going to play.
Yeah, he doesn't know what his future is because he can understand if this team is trying to get rid of him. He understands that. I thought it was a good answer, and I thought it was honest, and he knows where he is. He's not being delusional about all this. Now, something that happened this weekend, however, I think needs to be addressed. So for two full days, all we heard from Wednesday after the game were all of these players were devastated. I mean, you heard Joe Haggerty and all these other reporters saying it's the most devastated locker room that they've covered since they've been covering the sport. You had Jake DeBrusk, who was sitting in his locker for 20 to 30 minutes without even taking off any of his stuff. Charlie McAvoy weeping uncontrollably. You had Brad Marchand saying that I'm never going to forget this. That play, I'm never going to be able to live that down. This will never go away, this horrible feeling. All the players saying that they loved each other. That went on for 2 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday in the exit interviews. So Friday night, videos come out of members of the Boston Bruins at the Grand, which is the nightclub that's over there at the Seaport, all hanging out together and having a good time, and Little John is playing music.
Look at the window! If you point it that way, that's the motherfucking wall! Everybody point to the Bruins! Somebody point to the motherfucking wall! Little John, you can suck your motherfucking wall!
So you had Little John and there are the Bruins, and then you see Brad Marchand standing up and he's dancing and he only has his underwear on and he's dancing on one of the counters. Oh, and no. Then at one point, of all people, Tuukka effing Rask gets up behind the DJ booth and grabs a microphone and starts speaking to the crowd. Now, you probably can't hear very well what he's saying. Just know he's animated for the first time all season. The dude is jumping up and down. You can't even tell what he's saying, but he's saying, my Bruins friends are warriors, blah, blah, blah. And then the music comes on, and he starts jumping around. They are getting a world of crap on social media. You didn't win anything. You don't have a cup in your hand. You shouldn't be out and celebrating and having a good time. Shut the F up. These guys have played their balls off. Did you just hear that list I read of like broken bones and things they've been playing through? And this is probably going to be the last time they see each other for a couple months because most of these dudes move away from Boston and go to their homes. They don't have a right to go out and blow off some steam after playing to Game 7 in the Stanley Cup Final and beating the living snot out of each other. There's this weird, like, tough guy persona that people are throwing around. Like, the pussification of America? What, does everybody win a trophy? Everyone gets to go out and celebrate? Dude, get in their shoes for one day and realize the kind of stress you've been living with for 2 months during these playoffs. I can't think of a playoff run that is more stressful than the NHL. And you're going to piss on them for going out there and doing their thing and having a couple of drinks and having a good time on a Friday night when they're all about to leave town? Oh, the people, the finger wagging and the pearl clutching around here is unbelievable.
Yeah, I was listening to the weekend show and they dismissed it, but there was the talk of if Cassidy's job was safe, and to that
end,
yes, it's.
Are you kidding me?
No, and it's just yes, I believe his job is safe. They went to the Stanley Cup Final. I mean, go going to, and my belief is if you make it to the final, if you win your conference, then everything else is kind of gravy. And this lined up, and they should have won the cup and everything else, but if you win your conference, it's not like it was a terrible season. So,
dude, they went to Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final.
And they should have beat this team.
Specifically because of what Rich was saying. Getting that far in the NHL playoffs, a lot different than any other league.
Yes.
So you beat the living snot out of each other and out of the other teams, and physical team after physical team. That makes it different than football. That makes it different than basketball. It's a hell of a thing to get
and
there.
And by the way, it almost seems like the Patriots get a free pass in this then. I've been consistent the entire time. Like, whenever there's those after parties when the Patriots have lost, remember Matt Light was tasting colors and Rob Gronkowski and his brothers all partying together?
That's the night of the Super Bowl,
right? That's
too.
The night of the Super Bowl. Right. So, and for some reason, that was perfectly fine, but the Bruins go out and do it 2 days later after bearing their souls and talking about how it crushed them and crying. I mean, this meant something to them. So it wasn't like Kyrie Irving after they lost to the Bucks. Like, oh, I can't wait to see what the Bucks do in the postseason. No, F that. This was guys who like were crushed and needed to blow off some steam, and they went into it 2 days later, and they're getting killed.
Plus, Rask is very close with Little John.
Of course,
the two of them did some time together.
Really?
Yes. All right.
And by the way, Brad Marchand in his underwear at the Grand is something good.
I thought that was over. I thought we were done with that, Brad Marchand.
He's a dad now. Yeah. But they didn't even win.
He's one of those guys that just the minute he gets drunk, like things start getting removed.
It's in him. He's Mr. Dare guy. It's like, you won't do that. Yeah, I will.
No, I don't even think it's a dare. I just think that, you know, when he gets drunk, it's time to, you know, show things off. He's been working hard.
I love how there was speculation at first when the picture went around. It was like, is that Brad Marchand? No, it's the other guy with the misspelled Stanley Cup champions tattoo on his stomach.
Yeah. He's like the nude guy. Like, I have a feeling you see his balls a lot when he's drunk. Like, he's constantly pulling his balls out.
Right, he's doing that Frank. Like,
right, yeah, he's doing fruit salads.
Got it.
Grandma's tongue. All right, here are the headlines.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
There's someone very special I want you guys to meet.
Toucher and Rich.
I just want to tell you both good luck.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I know what you're going through.
Do you? Do you have a son who was murdered? Ryan is dead. And it's like no one even cares. I turn on the TV and it's just OJ and Nicole. OJ and Nicole. It's like Ron is a footnote.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. That is From the People versus OJ. And that was something I was passively watching, and then I saw it and I had to rewind it because it was the worst acting I've ever seen.
Ron is dead!
From a professional actor in an actual film or TV show.
And the one thing that you can't stress enough is the facial expressions he was making, too, and contorting his face when he was like,
Do you know?
Ron is dead.
When he yelled Ron is dead and his face just like got all squishy and his eyebrows went up, it was like,
Ron is dead.
It was like one of those hand puppets, like a sock.
Yeah, and he was just expressing this emotion that was so raw. But O.J. Simpson is out of jail. He looks very good. He looks like he's in shape, probably playing a lot of golf. And Rich, he has returned. He is on social media.
He said, you know what? It's time to get on Twitter. And he announced it in a very strange way.
Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly. Now, coming soon to Twitter, you'll get to read all my thoughts and opinions on just about everything. Now, there's a lot of fake OJ accounts out there. So this one, at the real OJ32, is the only official one. So this should be a lot of fun. I got a little getting even to do. So God bless. Take care.
Hey, how weird would it be if you click on your Twitter account, it says OJ Simpson is following you.
Yeah, that's and then you look outside and he's literally following him.
Hey, he is doing some weird stuff on Twitter. Like, he's retweeting memes from World Star Hip Hop when dudes wake up after a night with Cardi B and it's got someone alone in their house. He's retweeted Baker Mayfield, Fred, so I know he's a big fan of your favorite guy.
Well, that's it. That's Baker Mayfield. That's the company he keeps.
Uh-huh. So he started making all these little videos, including answering all the questions that you've always wanted answered, including this.
Hey, Twitter world. You know, for years, people have been able to say whatever they wanted to say about me with no accountability. But now I get to challenge a lot of that BS and set the record straight. More importantly, I'll be able to talk about everything. Especially sports, fantasy football, and
well, that's what I want to hear from OJ about, not the killings,
cool,
and everything else.
Where'd you get that insider tip, OJ Simpson?
I want to hear all about his thoughts on fantasy football. I wonder his feelings. Well, every day too, he'll give you a chess scenario and tell you what to do. He will. He'll read Andy Capp. As well.
Somebody tweeted him and said, hey, OJ, happy anniversary. 25 years since you killed Nicole and Ron. And he retweeted it and said, want to hear some crazy blank? The court system disagrees. And then after that, he put hashtag the juice is loose.
Oh, Jesus. Listen, the man is very popular.
Yeah.
Heisman Trophy winner.
11 hours ago, he tweeted hashtag happy Father's Day with a little rose next to it to my friend and our president at Real Donald Trump.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, please retweet that, Donald Trump.
Many, many French fries.
Many French fries. So, and then he answered some of the real questions everyone wants to know the answer to. Here, to take this way.
Hello, Twitter world. This is yours truly. You know, this is my first venture into the social media world, and it's amazing. You know, especially how quickly they can put up counterfeit sites. Anyway, we'll deal with that. My life has always been involved in the sports world, and I suspect as the week goes on, that's pretty much what we'll be talking about. But once in a while, we'll go off topic and talk.
Yeah, I mean, again, the fascination with him in sports, fantasy football lineup. You know, there's William H. Gacy. He made the mistake of
William H. Gacy.
Oh, no, I'm
William
sorry.
H. Macy. And then... Is it Bill Gacy or what's the
number? No, what's
John Wayne Gacy.
John Wayne Gacy.
William H. Gacy.
Well, listen. He's involved with someone.
He's just paying to get his daughter in college.
Yeah, that's right. It's one and the same.
Talk about something else, and this is one of those times. You know, Bob Kardashian, he's like a brother to me. He's a great guy. He met and married Chris, and they really had a terrific time together when they were together. Unfortunately, that ended. But never, and I want to stress, never in any way, shape, or form had I ever had any interest in Chris romantically or sexually, and I never got any indication that she had any interest in me. So all of these stories are just bogus, bad, you know, tasteless. Chloe, like all the girls, I'm very proud of, just like I know Bob would be if he was here. But the simple facts of the matter is she's not mine.
Right. By the way, Khloe Kardashian might be the only person right now who is glad that somebody who's being talked about in the media is tweeting about them on social media. That O.J. Simpson is saying something. Well, does he have a lot of followers?
Yeah, exactly. Well, Khloe Kardashian, see, he's even admitting Khloe's not from the Kardashians.
That hairstylist guy that was a friend back in the day of the mother.
I mean, that is Khloe Kardashian.
It's Khloe Kardashian as a man.
Yes. And if you don't know what we're talking about, is there was a super cool video that Kris Kardashian came out with. I think she was turning 30. And she did a video to I Love LA where she's like, I love my friends. And then a bunch of people that like work different places said, we love you. And one of them was a hairdresser, and you just look at it and you go, oh, my goodness. That man impregnated Chris Kardashian, and she had Khloe, who is still with Tristan Thompson. I don't like that.
Mm.
Mm. Rubs me the wrong way.
Why is that?
I don't know. I don't care. Okay. He cheated on her.
Ah.
You know? She doesn't need that. They have a new child.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Johnny Wallgame.
Sorry.
So I bet you O.J. Simpson becomes a big Twitter sensation, and then he can start doing his own fantasy football show and everything else.
Oh, by the way, I would like to correct myself. The World Star Hip Hop retweet was from a fake O.J. Simpson. As you're right, there's many of them.
He's got three videos, and he's already got over 600,000 followers.
Many, many fake videos. Yeah. Maybe Lockhart can have him on the fantasy football show.
Hey, there's an idea.
Fly him in every Sunday morning. Have him help with lineups.
I mean, should you reach out?
Help him put together one of those mock drafts.
We should reach out to OJ and just go, hey, we have a fantasy.
Can we talk fantasy football?
Just have him on the air and do nothing but fantasy football.
You see, in a fantasy world, OJ, when you got away with murder. Oh, that's real life.
No, that's real. Yeah.
I don't, you know, the man's done his fair, he's served his time. That's all you need to know, is that he has paid the price. All right, we will be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling. HelplineMA.org.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
And home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
From the Town Fair Tire Studios, Boston's home for sports is WBZ-FM and HD Boston. 98.5 The Sports Hub. The Beasley Media Group Station.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. The 9th annual Hoosier Caddy Classic is happening Monday, July 15th at 2 o'clock at the Atkinson Resort and Country Club just across the border in Atkinson, New Hampshire. Starting in just a little over an hour at 9. Reserve your spot at 98.5 The Sports Hub. It's going to sell out very quickly. $150 per player, all to benefit the Pediatric Advanced Care Team at Boston Children's Hospital. Join Tony Maz, us, Hardy, a bunch of the Sports Hub crew for a day of golf at the Hoosier Caddy Classic. Get all that at 98.5thesportshub.com.
I'm glad they're having us back.
After we hacked up the course.
Yeah. No, it wasn't the course. Wasn't there like
there was listeners that
in the ballroom afterwards. Yeah.
Took some liberties with the place, but that doesn't have to repeat itself. I just remember the first Hoosier Caddy Classic was very much misbehavior by us.
People in the lakes, yeah, and yeah, that was a little sloppy.
We had girls riding on the carts with us. It was a whole situation.
Yeah, this is going to be fun, though. Last year was a great time. It's a great course, and when I say this sells out in minutes, I truly mean at 9 o'clock when they go on sale, by 9:05 they'll be gone.
Yeah.
I mean, they go right away, and it's for a great cause, and it's obviously a fun day out, and so it should be a good time. All right, so you obviously heard over the weekend that Anthony Davis ended up getting traded to the Lakers. The Lakers gave up the ship. I mean, they gave up everything. They have, like, three first-round picks, including the number four pick, which means, by the way, that New Orleans is going to have two picks in the top four, which should be...
For now. Apparently, they're looking to flip that number four pick for an actual player.
Okay.
Good luck.
Yeah, in a draft that's three deep, you have the fourth pick. That's true.
Two and a half deep.
But in the end, you have a boatload of draft picks, good ones, from the Lakers over the next 5 years. So New Orleans has something to deal here to get a good player on their roster.
They're saying this is basically the Celtics-Nets deal from years ago.
Yes, you, it looks a lot like it.
Gave a treasure trove over to the Pelicans, and with that, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, and best of all, Lonzo Ball. I'm so glad he's there because, you know, yesterday we played the video earlier of LeVar Ball losing his mind. Dude is saying that the Lakers will never win a championship because they're now cursed because they didn't sign all three Ball children, but
including the one that isn't good enough probably to start in college. Yes.
Right. Well, so ever since all that happened, now there's questions about what's going to go on with the Celtics, and Chris Mack is going to be on with us at 8:20, and he's been on top of this. He wrote a really good article yesterday about where they go and how this completely changes things. I think right now, according to Vegas, the Lakers are the leader in the clubhouse as far as odds to win a championship next year. You know, not so fast with that. We also don't know whether Kyrie Irving is going to go to the Lakers because it sounds like up to this point he's wanted to go with Anthony Davis anywhere. And also that all the whole thing with Kevin Durant and his injury, more than likely he's probably going to stay with the Golden State Warriors. And even if he did want to sign with someone like Brooklyn or he wanted to sign with the Knicks, would Kyrie Leonard or Kyrie Irving rather want to take a year off just being the guy once again? Because even if they signed together and he followed him to whichever of the two teams that he chose, I don't think Kyrie wants to be the number one after what we saw this year. So the realistic, you know, the chances of him going to Los Angeles outside of the shortage of a little bit of money and him not getting a max deal, it seems like that could happen. But one dude who seems to be all in on the Celtics now, according to reports, is Terry Rozier. Terry Rozier's like,
no, he's in heaven.
I don't care all the trash I talked on the team and even Brad Stevens. Like, that was the one thing when he started talking trash. It was, I understood him saying things about maybe how they didn't all get along because you could blame it all on Kyrie Irving, who's going to be gone anyway. But when he started saying stuff about Brad Stevens, I'm like, dude, you might get signed here again and you got to go back and you got to work with that guy. But he's all in to the point where there was a story that got tweeted out by NBC Sports that said Celtics guard Terry Rozier, and this is right before the trade happened. It said Celtics guard Terry Rozier believes him and Anthony Davis could be, quote, the next Kobe and Shaq if Boston completes a trade with New Orleans. And then after the trade happened, Terry Rozier actually put a comment underneath that post and said, if you believe I said this, you just as dumb as who made it up. Do you think that he's now backtracking, or do you think that's something he actually said?
Sounds like something he would say.
Yeah. I thought the same thing. Yeah. Of all people, Terry Rozier, who was running his mouth.
I mean, he went on ESPN and he was saying so much stuff that they actually just kept him on for the entire day. So, yes, it does sound exactly like something he would say.
So it sounds like they're going to hand over the keys to the kingdom to Jason Tatum, who apparently Danny Ainge refused to put in any kind of trade package, and Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, and the youth movement. Now, we'll know tomorrow whether or not Al Horford opts in, but I got no problem with this. I got no problem at all. The minute that Anthony Davis started bitching about not wanting to re-sign an extra year, you're screwed if he was to come here and they didn't end up keeping him. I mean, you would have given away everything. You would have given away Jason Tatum and all these other young guys, and then it would have taken forever to rebuild. Now
there's also a school of thought that even if the Celtics had included Tatum, considering all the draft picks that the Lakers gave up, even though the players were woefully short of what the Celtics could have offered, those draft picks might have still pushed New Orleans in LA's direction.
You might be right.
One of those picks is protected top eight. Like,
that's next year, but yeah. Then it becomes unprotected the year after. So
I don't know. Would you be willing to sacrifice success for 5 years if you could win a championship?
If you're the Celtics and you're guaranteed the championship?
Yeah, if you have Kyrie Irving, Hayward, and Davis.
Ask Toronto. They're more than happy.
But you knew that Kyrie wasn't going to come back. That's the thing, is that you know Kyrie's not going to re-sign. So take Kyrie out of the picture. Would you sacrifice all of that for just having Anthony Davis for a year?
No.
And then I say Anthony Davis
nothing. No. Obviously, they knew that Kyrie Irving was not coming back. And the fact that Ainge refused to put Tatum in the deal, and we were sold the bill of goods on Danny. He's fearless. He'll do anything. And in order to get Anthony Davis here for a year, there must have been something. They must have knowledge that Davis wasn't bluffing, that Davis had no intention of signing here. He didn't want to hear Ainge's sales pitch, and that's why they didn't push Tatum to the center of the table.
All right. No commercials here, just the headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're member FDIC.